At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew. My name is Nathaniel. Next.
And I'm Maria.
Next.
I'm next, Nathaniel. Next.
I hope they all. That's it.
You always say, I hope you guys all.
I know. Sorry.
Well, I guess I'll take over. No. Guys, we got a drink and a snack. You already know. We got these cookies.
I got some donuts. Ooh. I got some donuts. I got a maple bacon donut and then a chocolate donut. Maria.
I love the crust.
I hope they will have a drink and a snack and y'all are ready for a chat. I
just wanted to say it.
Yeah, well, I have some water, but it's in the living room. But I hope that everyone has a drink and a snack. Maria, how'd your week roll?
Girl, my week.
It's been a week,
especially the way it started.
Uh-huh. Take me from the beginning.
Nathaniel said it was a date. I don't think it was a date. I'm gonna go with hangout because he specifically said a hangout.
Where'd you meet?
We met. What the fuck did
we meet? I meant where. Like, where'd you like first start messaging?
I know where we met. We met at Bumble, which is like a dating type app. Well,
and
you can also find friends, but I met at the
Bumble,
dating setting.
It wasn't Bumble Friends, no.
No, it was not Bumble Friends. It was like the dating one. And also in his like bio, he had long-term relationship, but he also did have intimacy without connection. Mm-hmm. But anyways, the point is like,
well,
did
you?
Did I? Oh, no. But, okay, I have mine as long-term relationship. I don't know if that really matters, but I'm just letting y'all know. I have it as that, right? But anyways, I recognized him from high school. And I was like, oh my gosh, like he's gonna be so quiet. This is a key part. I'm not gonna like yap all about the date because honestly, like it's not a date. The hangout, I mean, like it wasn't bad. Like it's not like he like did anything. Like I ain't saying this man is a terrible man. Like he was nice, you know. He didn't do anything. It's just he didn't speak.
Oh.
This man did not speak. Like barely.
Oh my god.
Like if I spoke, he would speak. Like once he would be talking about something, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But like I would have to bring it up. Mm-hmm. If I didn't have a topic brought up or anything, he wasn't bringing anything in.
That's so awkward.
Yes. And like, okay, I don't mind silence. Oh, but background. He used to be quiet in high school and like middle school. So like, okay not everything used to be as he's still quiet. But he was like really quiet. Like I remember
he
trying
used
to
be him on the date.
Literally! That fucking behind me. And I'm like, is he even there? That ass.
Did he leave?
But, okay, he was, like, really quiet, right? Like, I would always try and talk to him because, I don't know, I was, like, gravitating towards him. Mm-hmm. I don't even have a reason, but I was just, like, gravitating, and I was, like, I want to talk to him. But like, he'd always be, like, really quiet, like, he wouldn't say anything. Like, again, he'd only speak if I spoke to him, but even then, he'd be really, really quiet. Anyways, it was always like that, but, like, to be honest, I didn't really realize this until, like, we were, like, hanging out. I never really knew his personality, like, at all. Because, like I said, he barely spoke.
What did you get to know his personality then?
I definitely got more. I will say, I definitely did get more of his personality this time around. And again, he's not terrible, but definitely not for me.
What's it like?
It's just like,
what it's like. Is he weird?
No, he's not weird. He's not weird. No, he's not weird. No, I'm just thinking about it. He really isn't weird. It was just, like, a little awkward from how quiet he was.
From the
so I would say that part's weird, because especially because there are points where, like, you just stare at me, and I'm looking back at him like, okay.
I will say
that part kind of got me, but just, like, I don't have that much of a thing with eye contact, but it's like, he would just, like, kind of look at me.
I hate that. I have
then,
a really big thing with
and
eye
he
contact.
Wouldn't say anything, and I'm like, I gotta think of something. Because we did get to the point of the date where I finally was, like, we did get a little at this point also. Hangout. It was a hangout, guys. Because he specifically said it was a hangout, so I don't want to say it's a date. And honestly, it felt like a hangout. Well, even with the way I dressed it up to meet him was, like, not, like, how I usually get for dates. Because when I go to dates, I like to dress up. Like, I didn't really dress up for him. No, I was just literally these black shorts I have on. And then Do you know the top I've worn that says Yellowstone? Literally that t-shirt. What? Oh, what are you laughing at?
Sorry, I'm just remembering the what he looked like and...
No! Also, he was much more attractive in person. Those pictures, he? Yes. The first picture really aligned with how he looked now, I feel.
The pictures that
which
I saw...
I thought was the most attractive.
He looked like a, like a greasy Twitch streamer.
No!
He gave me greasy Twitch streamer.
He was not that. I bet he smelled really good, I will tell you that.
Did he?
He smelled pretty good.
Like a man?
It was just a clean smell, but it's not really
good. Oh.
I mean, he smelled good.
I love it.
Oh my god, he was really moist, too. Because when we were outside, obviously, we were like, okay, that's what I think. We did a lot of window shopping.
And that's fun.
No, it is, but like, it's just the thing is, I felt just like I just had a shadow, honestly, of how quiet he was. Then I had to just be...
I hate that.
Not saying anything unless I was saying something to him. And I would try to get him to have some fun. Like, I wear the sunglasses because, like, I was like, oh, I need some sunglasses. Like, I don't have any. Like, I've been needing some because I broke mine, you know? He's like, okay. No. But I was window shopping, you know? So I was, you know, trying all these sunglasses on, you know? I'm looking at myself. I'm like, what do you think? Blah, blah, blah. Because, again, he wouldn't say anything unless I said something. So once, what else? Oh, once I was like, fuck, I'm trying to get this man to speak. I was like, oh, try on the silly ones. Because I like trying on silly ones. Even though, like, I'm trying to find, like, my sunglasses.
Yeah, your sunglasses.
I'm still going to try on some of the funny ones. Yeah, I'm like, let me have some fun, you know?
You gotta try
on. So, anyways, I'm like, trying the funny ones. He's like, no. I'm like, what?
He's like, no, I don't like those.
Well, it's just to be fun.
No.
What?
So, I assume you're not going to see him again?
No. I haven't even answered him. I mean, he did stop texting me because... after the hangout, once it ended and I was like, I gotta go, I really was trying to prolong it too. Because the way, I will say, I feel like I've never really had a problem, like, any of the days when I was really fucking over it. But, like, I will say, I did prolong the hangout with him longer than I feel like I should have, honestly.
Okay.
I think it was, honestly, I feel like part of it was because I was a little, because even when I was thinking about it later, I was like, why didn't I just, like, end it earlier? Like, I literally tried to end it earlier, but then he was like, oh, if you don't want to hang out anymore, if you don't want to be with me anymore, something like that. And he was, like, trying, like going to leave. But I was like, no, it's fine, or something like that. Or, yeah, it was something like that.
Something like that.
It was something like that, But where he did that again at the end, and I was like, yeah, I don't want to anymore.
Like,
something
that?
Like that. Something like that. I don't remember fully. But it was something like that. I remember I was like, he said, like, if you don't want to anymore, yeah. I think I just said yeah, honestly. I don't think I said if you'd. Yeah, I don't want to anymore. I don't think I said that. I think I just said yeah. Because I remember the yeah. I was like, just, like, not looking at him also. Because I was scared he was going to kiss me. And I was like, I don't want to kiss this man. Because he kept doing it, especially at the end when we were in the car. He kept, like, oh my gosh. We were watching a show. And we're just sitting there. And I could see him from my peripheral. Just literally how you are right now. Just staring at me. And I'm like, oh my god. He's going to try and kiss me.
Oh,
I don't want to kiss
that's
him.
The worst.
I was
no,
like,
that's
I don't want to kiss
worst.
Him. And then I was like, I can't look away.
You know,
I can't look away.
You know it's even worse.
I forgot to tell you this one part. What?
Being in the other one's shoes.
Oh, wanting it, and they're like, no, because I understand. That's happened to me too on a date, where I was like, I really wish they would kiss me. But also, I didn't lean in, though, so I'm like, because I'm also pussy, but you know.
Girl, I try to make it obvious. Like if I want to kiss someone, I'm always like...
up on them, like...
Yeah, I'll be like... I'll whisper in their ear. Like, if we're watching something, I'll be leaning up to them, I'll be like... like, you
know, no, see, like, you're bold. Like, you're bolder than me. My boldness, eye contact.
You ready?
That's my boldness.
This is going to be the man. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm leaned up and I'm like...
Oh my god.
Get my breath on their ear too.
Yeah, girl. Oh, you're romantic.
I know.
But too bad I'm in love. I'm just kidding. You spat in my eye. Oh my god. Literally right there. That was scary.
I'm sorry. What part didn't you tell me?
Okay. So there was like once he I forgot how we finally got me to be like, oh, because he was like, oh, we can just smoke again. Because I remember like we had left from the place we were at. To go back to his car because I was gonna drop him off because I was like, this is when I was like first trying to end it the first time, to like me just go home and him, you know, off to wherever the fuck he goes.
To the abyss.
But and I remember this was like it was so early. She was like 7-ish. It was 7-ish, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And I remember I was like when we got to his car, I'm like, well, right here, because he kind of just looked at me. That's everything. He kind of just like looked at me once we got to his car, and I'm like. There's your car, bye. And that's when he's like, well, if you don't want to hang out anymore, blah blah blah. Hey. But I don't know how we got on to like a show, and we were talking about the show, and I was like, oh, well, that show's like on Hulu, like I've seen it a little bit, because it was Chowder, and we're just talking.
Love Chowder.
We were talking about shows we used to watch when we were younger, stuff like that. And we were talking about it, and I was like, oh yeah, I haven't seen it all. And then like, I remember we were just like ended up watching it. I don't know how we really got to watching it. I guess he convinced me.
Were you all, like, saying this, but, like, five I also... partners are staring at you?
I mean...
Or was it farther?
I will say... Was it what?
Was it farther than this?
I mean, it's just a console. But, I mean, like, I wasn't, like, fully, like, leaned away. But also wasn't, like... Because also we were smoking and my phone was charging. So, honestly, probably like this. But I remember being a little like this.
This is way too much distance. So I should be staring at you.
Because I was, like... I was saying it like this. Because I remember at one point... We were had already smoked, and it was like we were watching the show, and I was like, fuck, I really want this to end already. I didn't realize my left leg was going up and down, shaking. And I remember he looked at me. I remember this part really irked me a little bit. He like looked at me, he's like, are you nervous? I said, what? And he says, are you nervous? And like he like motions towards my leg, and I'm like, what? And I'm like, oh my gosh, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh no, no, I'm nervous. And he's like,
I'm tapping my foot, when this is be over.
Literally, I'm thinking, I'm like, how much fucking longer is this? Like,
calm the fuck down. Shake, you're
like, I don't want to be smoking in my car with this man right now. Literally, again, he was a great, I'm saying good guy. He was, I'm not gonna say great, because not like, if he was great, I would have wanted to see him again.
Exactly.
He was a good guy. Not that, like, him as a person wasn't bad. Just, like, experience.
You really,
like, I could have gone without the experience.
You really trying to cover yourself if he watches this, huh?
I mean, I don't think he is. I told him we have a pod, but I didn't tell him the name. I'm just, like, want to make, like, he wasn't, like, a weirdo. Like, that's not why, like, the date was
mm-hmm,
bad.
Mm-hmm.
Just him being really fucking quiet.
Yeah,
like, him not
weird.
Really saying anything.
Maybe you gotta give him a chance for him to open up.
No, I don't want to. I also wasn't, like, into him like that.
I don't feel like going through all the trials and tribulations of doing that.
I'm good. Like, I didn't feel a connection, not even, like, in a friendship way where, like, I even want to continue on him.
Oh, damn.
But the point of what I was trying to say, when my leg was shaking, I remember he said, like, oh, are you nervous or something like that? And then he was, like, I think he thought, like, I was, like, too, you know, high. Because I remember he was, like, everyone's watching you, blah, blah. And I was, like, what the fuck? And then I was, like, no, or something like that. And then I just started watching the show. I don't know, it really irked me when he did that. Like, why are you trying to trip me up? Like, I'm
why
not.
Why are you trying to make a trip?
Like, I'm not tripping, but, like, why are you trying
to? But why are you trying to make me trip?
Literally.
That's the thing about all
of
it.
He was just really quiet. Also, oh, yeah. So, like I said, science doesn't really bother me, but, like, I will say, like, when we were, like, we had to move from his car to my car, because, like, oh, this part also irked me. He didn't want to go to Woodruff Road, because we were going to continue, like, shopping, and I was like, oh, well, let's go to Woodruff Road, and he's like, it's, like, really busy. I don't really want to go to that. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I'll drive, like, blah, blah, blah. So we go back to my car, and I start driving, right? And then when we were on the highway, I remember, like, we didn't say a word to each other, but, like, it was fine with me. Like I said, science didn't bother me. But it wasn't until we got to the light and I had to, like, turn left. And I was like, we hadn't spoke that whole time.
Not once?
No, I'm telling you.
That's cool.
And that's at least, like, an 8-minute drive.
I know,
on the
that's
highway.
So weird.
I'm like, what is it? Not weird. I mean,
that's
it didn't bother me, but, like, it was definitely when I really first noticed, like, wow, we could go silent for a long ass time. And this man won't say a word to me unless I say something to
you
him.
You should have tested it.
Oh, I did! Multiple times when we were in the store. That's all I heard. I'm telling you, at the racks. Like, it was silence. So, and I'm like, I even asked the man if he was having fun. Like, are you having a good time?
You said that too?
Yeah. It was silence. And you want to know some crazy shit? One of the, I counted it because I wanted to tell you. The first three messages he sent me, he says, yeah, I used to be quiet as fuck in high school. What do you mean? You're so quiet.
Used to be.
You're so quiet.
Literally.
That is it. That is it. He's staring at me. Say something.
That is.
Because, like, we'll say, once he would speak, this is also why I'm, like, trying to, like, really show that he really did have a good person. Once he would speak and we would, like, have the conversation going, it was great. Like, it wasn't like he was actually, like, a bad person, like, I guess, in talking conversations, like, once you had him speaking. But it's like, he wouldn't say anything unless I said something.
Now, let me get a little messy. If he would have talked more, do you think you'd want to see him again? Or
honestly,
do you think that it would have been the same situation where you're like, I don't want to see him again?
I was going to say, honestly, probably, but definitely not in, like, a relationship way.
Probably not. No, you probably just, like, want to be friends with him, like,
yeah.
You did in high school?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, I'm telling you, he really wasn't a terrible, like, sorry, guys, Mike, you really hard.
No.
I thought I was just, like, real
my
shy.
My jeans was, like, pulling my skin towards that way, and it started hurting. I was like,
yikes.
I thought my body went to shock.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, yeah, like I said, I don't even know what I was talking about.
Like she said, nothing.
I just,
like
don't
he,
even remember.
Like
yeah, somebody
said.
Yeah. I feel like there was something else about it, the hangout, I wanted to say, but I guess we can just end it there. No, you guys got the gist. It wasn't bad. Well, no, it was a bad hangout.
Yeah, it was.
But, like, he wasn't bad. It was just him not talking that was bad. So I guess he was bad.
So, oh my god. So, like, I don't know. Like, he fucking deserves death and, like, should die.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. He texted me after the hangout for, like, the first hour or two. And then the next day, the whole day, he kept texting me. Girl, he even asked me to smoke later that night. And I was like, I'm not gonna fucking answer him. No, I didn't answer him.
Did you block him?
No. But he just kept texting me the next day. I did feel a little bad, but, like, I was like, eh.
I love when you start... Tell you,
his, like, personality, like, once you had him talking, it's not bad, but I guess that also is part of his personality.
It's just, like, being fucking
not saying anything, because, like I said, the quietness doesn't really bother me, because, like, I would also want to be with someone that, like, is fine with quietness. Like, doesn't feel like we need to be yapping and listening. I heard it's actually one of the things we talked about, me and him, where we're, like, we both agree, like, we don't really like people that, like, kind of just keep talking, like, when there's quietness. It's like, it's fine for there to be quietness.
We have a coworker.
He's trying to get me to go to his house! That's why I kept... That's what I forgot to tell. That's why I brought up the intimacy part in his bio. Honestly, that's also probably why I was, like, really nervous at the end. I was like, he's gonna fucking try and kiss me, and I don't want to kiss him.
He just tried to get you to his house?
Yeah, no, it's in the beginning, because I remember one of the things of, like, what else to do. Maybe it was, like, later. I remember when we were, like, finally looking at shows. So, no, it was later.
Watch a movie.
Yeah, he's like, I really love being at home. Like, we could just watch a movie at my house. Like, he was telling me he has Peacock. What? He was telling me some streaming platform he has. I was like, I have Peacock.
And I'm rogue, like, activities.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Peacock?
I mean, he said one of the streaming platforms. I'm pretty sure it was. Subscribing? Or maybe it was Prime.
Who is...
No, Prime's a drink.
No, bitch. Amazon Prime?
Oh, that is a thing? Yeah, maybe it's a Prime. I feel like it's sort of a P.
Bitch, who is subscribing to Peacock? That's a red flag right there. That's a red flag. If someone goes, the only subscription I have is Peacock. What?
Hey, what was something? I just remember. This once he had told me later on in the day after he had, like, kept trying to get me to his house. Because I did tell him eventually. I was like, no, because he did it a few times, and I was like, finally, no. And I was like, no, because, like, I barely know you. Like, I'm not gonna go to your house. Like, I don't want to do that. And that's when
you're
finally
safer than I am.
And that's when he finally dropped it. You know. But then I remember it was later on, we were shopping. I remember we were at Woodruff at this point. Well, when I was shopping. Because he wasn't shopping unless I told him to shop. I was like, do you want to look at the men's stuff?
Oh, my gosh.
I was even trying to have him dress up a little. I was like, maybe we can have some fun. Because, again, I would love to
have fun.
I was trying to dress him up. I was, like, trying to sound. He's like, I don't like that. I don't like colors. I'm like, just try it on.
Oh, my
God. And then the thing is that he did like, I was like, try it on. Or no, I would say you should get it. Because, you know, I say that. I'm like, you should get it. He's like, no.
He just like me, though.
I mean, yeah, but me too. But, like, he could at least try it on or something.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
I think I did tell him that someone tried on. But what was I telling you right now? No, I came ahead. Should I get him to his house? Oh, this is what happened. When we were on Woodruff, I remember at this point. He was telling me about his parents. And I remember he was like, yeah, my dad's mostly just upstairs. And then he was like, my mom, I remember he was like, she would ask me like a lot of questions, blah, blah, blah. Because he lived with his parents. Because he recently moved back here. Because he had lived somewhere else. I was about to say it, but like, I shouldn't say that.
He was living somewhere else. He wants you to go to his house and he lives with his parents?
No, but listen, this is the important part. I was like, he was like, she would probably just ask you a bunch of questions. And in my head, I'm like, so if I did end up saying yes, I would have met his parents.
Exactly.
Well, at least the mom, because he said his dad's always upstairs. Which, okay, but like, he said his mom would be there.
That was like actually
make me want to cry. I was thinking that, because I'm like, where the fuck would she be?
That would actually make me want to cry.
Right? If I ended up saying yes.
Yeah, you go on.
She just yap in my ear.
That's horrible.
Reasoning of why he wanted to like go home to like watch like a movie or show is because he said that's what gets him talking more. Because I remember it was after I was like, you need to say something to me, blah, blah, blah.
You said that to him?
Yes, I did. I'm telling you, it was when we first got a little...
He said, you gotta fucking talk.
Literally, I had nothing at that point. Nothing. It was out. It was like at least 2 hours of me just constantly like yapping and him. Unless I said something. And I just had nothing at that point.
He said, I'm running out.
You need to say something to me. You need to ask me something. Say something. I'm sorry.
Tell me a story.
Literally, I asked him, what's the craziest thing you've ever done? Like, tell me something.
What's the craziest
thing? Oh my god. You know what even got me there? I even asked him if he was sarcastic. Because I told you how I asked him if he was having fun. I was like, I know he's having fun. I was like, are you sarcastic? He's like, no, I'm not a really sarcastic person. But I feel like he is, especially with this one. Oh, I literally just left my head.
After this picture, he looks like a sarcastic person.
What was I going to say? Fuck.
Just imagine like a really greasy, okay, not really no, greasy. Imagine like a Twitch no. streamer. Imagine a
Twitch streamer I can get behind.
Imagine a Twitch streamer. Twitch streamer. No.
I was literally going to say
something. What were we going to say, honey?
I still remember where we were of what I'm wanting to tell you, but I don't.
Went into your head and went.
I thought he was being sarcastic, but he really wasn't.
You asked them.
It's going to come into my head.
I know.
It's later on in his pod, I know. Like, I'm telling you, I remember where we were when he said this. Oh, when I asked him that question of, like, craziest thing he's done or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember he was like, I've done a lot of craziest things, or I have a lot of stories, something like that. And he's like, you know what? I can't think of one of them. I literally said, no fucking way. I was like, no way you're going to say you have a bunch. And then say, can't think of one.
I have so many stories.
I don't know where to
Never
start.
Mind. Never mind. What are you on?
I said, what?
Are you smoking meth? What do you mean? Oh my God. That would piss me off. At that point, I'd be like, leave. I'd be like, this date's over.
Yeah.
I
couldn't end it. I couldn't end it until 9 p.m.
You're braver than
we
me.
We started from 4 to 9.
You're braver than me.
I tried to end it earlier at 7.
It's a shit town.
But still, I'm telling you, even later on in the night when, like, I was really thinking, I was like, I should have just ended earlier. And then I definitely should have, like, stuck through it when I first said yes. When I first, like, dropped him off at his car. But duh. No, I'm
You worked a shift. And you
didn't get paid for it.
You didn't get paid for it. Did you pay for dinner?
We didn't go to dinner.
You didn't pay for dinner.
I'm telling you, it was more like a hangout. Because, like, we went thrifting. And then after that, we were, like, going to, like, the regular stores.
Imagine how dinner would have been.
Maybe we're going to go eat, right? But, like, at least I could, like, say the signs because of eating.
Wow. Him. You.
Literally.
That would piss me off. Imagine being the server for that. Every time I'd walk over and you'd be yapping, I'd be like.
I'm the only one yapping.
I'd be like.
And every time he just.
Bitch, what? Well, while Maria was on a date, I also went on a date this week.
Good.
I know. I thought we both started. I guess we both start talking about our dates. It was great. I'm just kidding.
No fucking way I'm about to deal with that again.
No. It was a great date. He came over the night before, and he brought me some flowers.
You're blanking out too? I'm here trying to think of my second thing.
He brought me some flowers, and then we cuddled in my bed for a while. We went to bed. No, we didn't. And then the next morning is that when the...
Oh.
Anyway. The next morning we went to brunch. Bitch. Mm-hmm. Brunch was so...
The fucking neck was attacking me. Oh my God.
There's none other in the house. It's just that one.
Just that one.
I was literally watching one of our TikToks the other day, and there's always just one that bothers you. And you could see it in one of the TikToks. You saw it flying around, you go like this, and you'd see it come back around. And I'm like,
it's fucking.
It has something against you. I'm going to have to show you that TikTok.
You have to.
It was literally like, and then, I saw it land on your mouth!
Yes!
Zoom into that right now.
Make that a TikTok for Daniel.
Yeah, a TikTok. That would. Bitch, it landed on your lip.
Crazy.
Imagine it got stuck in your lipstick.
Oh my God, that happened to me. Oh my God, I still remember. It happened somewhat recently. I was at Connessy, and I was really feeling myself in the light, taking a pic, and then I realized as I'm looking back in the pictures, there's a fucking bug on my lip, and I had like layered so much gloss on my lips. So it was stuck on there on all my pictures. I'm like, what the fuck?
Did you edit it out?
No, I mean, I didn't like the pictures anyways.
Oh.
But.
Anyway, we went to brunch. It was great. But this is the thing. So we sit down at the restaurant, right? And the woman walks over and she goes, happy anniversary. And I went, and I looked at him and he goes, oh, thank you so much. And she goes, here's your waters. And then she left. And I went, why should I say happy anniversary? He goes, well, when I booked the reservation, bitch, first of all.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I know.
He's rich.
He said, when I booked the reservation, there was only, don't piss me off.
No more good lighting.
There was only a few options that I could do, so I just did anniversary. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
y'all should have linked into it, did you?
Yeah, we did.
Sorry. Period.
ASMR. Yeah, we did. And then, that was good, bitch. Yeah. That made my ears tingle.
Wait till that ASMR segment.
I know. Wait till that ASMR segment. And then she came back, and they brought us, like, free things because it was our anniversary, and I was like...
See, that's why I was, like, leaning into it.
See, that's why I was like, oh, my God, thank you so much. And they asked how long we've been together, and I went, 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, I was lying. I was just lying. How long have I been together? So many years. It's been so long. He is old, though. I'm just kidding.
Really? How old is he?
He's 26.
Really? Oh, my God. He looks young. Then I thought he was, like, your age. Oh, literally, yeah, you're younger than me.
Yeah. Your age? But the day, I mean, honestly, I had a fantastic time. And we went to the zoo, and I was feeding monkeys.
You know, and that one, he also looks so young. I'm telling you, that picture, he looks so young. He looks like a little guppy.
I really like that picture of him.
Yeah?
So annoying. I'm starting to catch feelings. That's really like actually him, so embarrassing.
Oh my gosh. No, I love that you love a rich man.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. But
imagine the wedding. imagine your ring.
I know.
Oh my God.
Well, funny enough, I have to show you. What? I'm just kidding. Could you imagine if I put out a ring?
A promise ring?
Yeah, I mean, what would you do?
I'd scream and I'd be like, you can't leave him.
No. And then we went to the zoo and we had a great time at the zoo. And the whole time I was just like, I mean, the whole time I was like actually having like a really good time. Mm-hmm. And the whole time, shut up.
See, that actually having a good time. I miss those feelings when like I'm actually having a good time. Because like I've had a good time with my recent dates.
Mm-hmm,
not the last one. Yeah. The last one, honestly, the last one wasn't a date, though. It was a hangout.
Fuck, I feel like I don't have, like, anything interesting to say about my date, because nothing really, like, crazy happened. It's just, like, I had a really good time. I went to...
That's crazy, because you said you want to be single.
I do. I still really
want to, but it's not meant to be your timeline, I think.
I still really want to be single for New York, though. Yeah. That's, like, the one I want to be single for. But then he's moving to Florida before we go to New York. So, yeah. Like, I'm like...
Decide.
What?
But decide. Because also, would you do a long-distance relationship? Because, I mean, you said you'd be in Florida. But you also said he'd drive, and he's got money.
He said...
It could be pretty often, honestly.
He said, I'm willing to drive to you. And he's like, I only work one day a week, so, like, we can spend a few days together. And I'm like... Bitch.
Ooh, he rich. Only works one day a week?
Well, he only works at his job one day a week. Oh. He's doing stuff remotely, but he only works at his job.
So what I'm hearing is he could take you on a trip somewhere while working?
Yeah. And I wouldn't even... I know.
So you're basically making money.
Yeah.
Because that's your husband.
No, that's literally my husband right now.
Literally.
No, I had a really good time. I was literally feeding monkeys. They were so cute. I took a video of it.
That's why I do think it's a little unsafe, because you said you wish the bigger ones also had the same enclosure. And I'm like, that's so unsafe. Because literally this one person died doing that. He was,
Harambe.
I don't remember the whole story. Oh my gosh. Not Harambe. But, I remember, I don't know where it was happening, but it was some zoo or something like that. Somewhere with animals where people are, like, showing them. But, like, you know, he's a tour guide, and he's, like... Sure. Standing, I think it was a zoo, but there's like this barrier. There's like a barrier here, and then like a little like opening there, and then it's like the barrier of like the cage, but like the monkeys can like, I think it was from the bottom where like this is where they grabbed him, because he was like over that barrier where like they could easily grab him, and they yanked him in from under. Yeah, attacked him. Oh. No, he didn't die. Just like mauled his fucking leg off.
That's a gag. Oh my God.
Yeah. Why do I feel like his face? Honestly, I feel like I have his face.
There is a woman who got his face. Because
I remember I wanted to talk about it. Mm-hmm. By her friend's monkey, I remember.
But it was, they were so cute. They had little.
I will say they were cute. Like I honestly see why you did it.
I don't know.
Because they were so cute. And they were itty bitty. So
they had little hands and. Oh my God, bitch. Got something in my throat.
You have something in your throat?
I did.
Is it?
I think.
Oh, Rich Mitz.
They had little... you know what you could do a really good voice for? You could do, like, girlfriend ASMR.
Really?
I feel like you could be really good.
Mari could. I can't even
Mari
tell her.
Could definitely do it.
No, she could make some money, too. Yeah, she's know. Got a big booty.
Mari, bitch, call her right now. We need live. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I'm, like, already calling her.
Yeah.
Hey, she answered already.
I'm, like, just kidding. She's like, yes. No, that's literally me. Like, if you were to be, like, call Anna right now, the first ring she'd probably answer.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you'd be, like, calling out, like, okay, and you'd be, like, just kidding. I'd be, like, what? Oh. So we would both probably be, like, what'd you say? Because, like, that's how fast we answer each other.
I'm trying to see where I have it saved, man. But I'm trying to go to all my collections.
They had little feet.
I was literally here.
And they kept reaching their little hands through the cage. And I would give them... Okay. I'm gonna be honest, I don't think I was supposed to be feeding them.
Yeah, obviously. But like, also they're itty bitty, so I get it. And but, honestly, wouldn't have done damage. So I'm saying the big ones would have.
They, I kept. No, I just think, like, I just don't think I was supposed to be like giving them treats, like food.
Oh, I mean, but it's just grass.
I kept giving them these leaves, and bitch, they were bitch. The young one couldn't do it, but bitch, the other two, they were grabbing the leaves and they were like pulling the stem and getting all the leaves off at once and then eating it while the little one was pulling the leaves off. I was like, bitch, they're kind of smart.
They're not even feeding it.
I'm like, bitch, they're kind of smart, bitch.
Oh well, I guess it's finest of the fittest.
Yeah. And then bitch,
yeah, I can't find it.
I have some shit to tell you.
Oh wait.
Oh, did we find it?
I think I found it. Yes, him.
Outside of Johannesburg, South Jane Goodall, Africa, I know her.
As he stood there talking to all these people, behind him in their enclosure were the subjects of his lecture, two male chimpanzees named Nikki and Amadeus. Now, as he stood there, he was standing between two fences. The outer one was just a small one, not designed to keep people out or keep the chimps in. It was more like what you'd see at a zoo, just letting people know, don't get any closer to the actual enclosure. Well, Andrew had hopped over that fence and so was much closer to the actual enclosure fence. In fact, he was standing basically right up against it with his back to it, and thus his back to the chimps as well. Now, at some point, the two chimpanzees walked up behind Andrew as he was talking to this tour group, and one of them reached through a small gap in the very bottom of the fence and grabbed Andrew by the ankle, and then it ripped him to the ground and pulled him partially under the fence where Andrew's
like
body
that,
became
I think, like, 30
wet.
Minutes. Now, the two chimps or almost an hour before he, like, actually got help. Do you want to hear the whole thing or no? No? Okay.
Bitch, that video looks like it's, like, 3 minutes long. No, it's fucking long. I was like, I'm not on my watch. But they're so cute.
Yeah.
There was two of them. There was these, like, really long-haired black and white ones, and that's the one that had the baby in it, and it was so cute. And then the other one, I still remember the name. It was a red-tailed something kind of monkey. And it was so small.
Yeah.
And it had this really long tail, and the tip of it was red, red-tailed. And it was so cute, and they kept reaching the, and they're...
Do you have a picture?
I don't have any pictures of the other ones, but I showed you that video of the ones. That's the only video that I got.
No, I get it. You're having too much fun, man.
I was having too much fun. And you know what? He's obsessed with me.
Yeah?
Bitch, we took pictures of each other on our phones, and we were going through them. He took so many of me when I wasn't even paying attention. Like...
Girl, like, he wants you so bad.
You know where that big amethyst stone is that we sit in?
Yes.
We were up there. And
I sat there on one of my dates, actually.
I sat there on mine.
Oh my god.
We were up there and we were looking out and he'll show me pictures. Mm-hmm. He was taking pictures of me up there while I was looking out and I didn't even notice.
Oh my gosh. And you look majestic.
I did.
You see?
There are some pictures I gotta show you them, bitch. I look good.
Yeah?
He took some good pictures. There's one where my waist literally looks that tiny. That tiny.
Really? I'm skinny.
Literally that tiny. I was wearing it like, you know that jacket that I like? That crop jacket?
Mm-hmm.
I was wearing a pair of jeans, and bitch, literally, it's like that. I'll have to show
no
you.
No way. Okay.
But anyway, I have some things to tell you, because
I really you were trying to tell me earlier.
Yeah, people have been telling me things.
Okay.
And so I need to tell you things. Okay. So the other day, I wasn't here for it. This boy came through the drive-thru, and Jose was at the window.
Okay.
And this boy looks at her, and he goes, "Are you Jose or Maria?" And she was like, "What?" And he was like, "Are you Jose or Maria?" And she, with her name tag on, went, "What do you think?" Right?
Yeah.
And he was like, "Well, I'm looking for Maria." And Jose was like, "Well, Jose, you know, got a little nosy." I was like, "Why are you looking for Maria?"
Should, yes.
Yeah. Why are you looking for Maria? He was like, he works at Chick-fil-A, the one next to us. And he was like, one of my friends thinks she's really pretty, and I was trying to hook him up with her.
Really?
But
if it's the one I think,
but we,
you know, I don't think it's him because also he's like a grown man. I would hope that this isn't his way of hitting on me, having his friend come to me
that
at a drive-thru.
That's so fucking lame.
I mean, it is because if he got me, I'd be like, no.
That would be.
That's what I said. No, because like you're a grown man getting your friend to do that.
And let me tell you, okay.
But there is that one I showed you. He looked at us when we were leaving. Mm-hmm. Did you see?
Yeah, I saw.
I was
saw.
Like, he wants me so fucking bad, but he won't pull a move. I honestly, I've been thinking about like, what if I just like shoot my shot? But like, I'm saying my shoot my shot is like looking in them eyes, and also like, I don't see him that much honestly now.
Really? I see him almost every
no,
time I work.
No, like me seeing him today was the most recent I've seen him. But what else?
But the guy who was asking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Joe's... Okay, so it's unclear if he was saying his friend after he got embarrassed about the Joe's thing.
Yeah, as he should be fucking embarrassed.
But he was... Bitch, he was not cute. And I don't think you would have found him cute either. He was like...
Oh, you were there?
I was there. Okay, so I wasn't there when he asked, but then he came back. He came through the next day, and Joe's was like, that's the man who asked if it was Joseph Maria. Mm. And so... Bitch, he literally, like, kind of looks like Dobby. Like, he's short, he has a round head, his nose, like, sticks out like that, and his ears are really sticking out, and he had, like, it wasn't, like, a shaved head, but it was, like he had really curly hair, and it was, like, or, you know what I mean?
He had, like, I'm trying to think if I've ever seen this person, I'm like,
He was not cute. One of our coworkers described it as really ugly and nasty hair.
Yeah, imagine, like, really greasy ass fucking hair.
Yeah, so...
But I would rather not talk to me.
And that was it?
So I might have this coming my way is what I'm feeling now. Yeah, that... Because if he came around twice, the first time and now before you see him...
Jeez. After she told me that, I felt like I grabbed her by the collar, like, lift her up and said, don't you fucking tell her, because I have to tell her on the podcast. God. I was like, don't you fucking tell her. I was like, I got to tell her on the podcast.
She held her mouth shut, because we worked together, like, two
times. I know, I know. And every single time after I would get there and you would leave, I'd be like, did you tell her? I did not. That's what I fucking thought. But I think that was so crazy.
I think that's crazy, too.
It was just, I wish you could see him. It literally looked like Dobby.
I feel like I might see him. He came around already two times.
Jesus. Oh, and then, this is another thing about my week. The other day, we were supposed to have maintenance people come to our job. We were closing early. Mm-mm.
But you weren't leaving early.
We were closing 3 hours early, actually. We were closing 3 hours early. So, my head... Okay, great. I'm going to get home around... We're closing at 7:30. I'm going to get home around 8. I can do a bunch of laundry. I'm going to film these YouTube videos. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to tidy up my house. I had so many things planned out for what I was going to do when I got home. 6 o'clock, room's around. Sierra, do you know when they're... like, do you know when they're supposed to get here? They're supposed to get here at 7:30. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 7 runs around. Ring, ring. Hello. Hey, I just want to let you know, running an hour behind. An hour? Okay. You know what? That's fine. That's fine. They're going to get here at 8 instead of getting here at 7:30. That's, like, fine, you know? 8 o'clock rolls around. Mm-hmm. And then 8:30 rolls around. And so we call... No, you know, 8 rolls around, so we call them. Mm-hmm. And go, hey, like, where are you? We're still an hour away. Excuse me? How did you not move anywhere?
Yeah.
And he was like, there's a really bad wreck on the highway. I'm going to try and get there as soon as I can. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Bling. 8:30 rolls around. 8:45 rolls around. At this point, I'm texting our manager. I'm calling our manager. Mm-hmm. They're not here. 9 o'clock rolls around. Ring, ring. Where the fuck are you? Mm-hmm. We're only 30 minutes away. 30 minutes? 30 minutes? Mm-hmm. 9:30 rolls around. Ring, ring. Hey, where are you? We're just a few minutes away.
Me when I'm late, honestly.
We're just a few minutes. Literally, at this point, at our job, we have the back room, and then we have, like, a storage room, and, like, you can shut the door, and it's, like, silent in there, mostly, right? I went in there, and I just shut the door. I left my phone, like, on the couch. I shut the door, and I just sat crisscross applesauce at the end of the room and just stared at nothing. I was so mad. Like, I was, like, I was shaking. I was so angry. I was like, are you kidding me? And then around 9:45, we see a car pull into the parking lot. I'm not joking. I stomped to the door. I swung it open. They got out of the car. I said, can you get inside? I said, can you? And so they start walking inside. What is with their face? Is their face like a little... Why do their eyes look a little squinty? Why do their eyes look a little fucking squinty? Oh, God. And they look, oh God, their eyes look a little red too.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. So the whole time that they're walking inside, I'm literally
you're
just
analyzing.
Like, I'm literally just screaming at them.
Oh, like,
I was
analyzing.
I was literally just like screaming at them. 3 hours late, it's fucking ridiculous. I was like mad. Oh. I was like,
Dad, you were yelling at
them? I have never yelled at a person.
Oh my God.
I've never yelled at a person like that before. I have never been that. Okay, that's a lie. I've definitely been that mad before.
But not recently. I think I knew. Not recently. Not as lately.
And like, I'm still mad about it.
Yeah.
And so I'm literally just screaming at them. Sierra and Bailey just find it so funny that I'm just screaming at them.
They're fucking taking it.
No, and the funniest thing was they were silent the whole time that I was screaming at them. They were just walking in. 3 hours late is fucking ridiculous. Are you kidding me? I had things to do. I was so mad. I was like fuming. And then I lied. And so I was trying to be funny because I did start to feel bad that I was yelling. So I went, I have 3 kids at home.
Ain't no way they fucking believe
that. No, I know. Yeah. I started to feel bad. So I was trying to be funny. And then I laughed. And then we left. And then... Hello, manager. If that happens tomorrow...
Mm-hmm, you're not, as you should.
I said, I was literally like, if that happens tomorrow, you're not going to have a staff here to let them in. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm letting you know, I'm leaving, she's leaving, and they're going to leave. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not doing that shit again.
Yeah.
The next day, our manager's at the job at where we work. I walk up to him. I'm not fucking doing it again. Mm-hmm. I was still... Like, oh, I was still, like, almost seeing red about the whole situation.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not doing it again. He goes, no, I understand. I said, no, I don't think you do. Mm-mm. Like, if they're not... I literally was like, if they're not here, I need you to be in the parking lot by 7.
Yeah.
I said, if they're not here, be in the parking lot at 7.
Like, you deal with it.
No, that's literally... I was like, because we're leaving. Like, you... Because he wouldn't even come while we were all three there. There's a theory that he was a little drunk at home, and so that's why he didn't come. Mm-hmm. Which is like, I'm fine. And he was laughing at my messages. Like, when I was texting him all angry, he kept saying the ha-ha, and I was like...
I'm surprised he didn't say, I'm not, this isn't fucking funny.
I was so angry. That was the worst time I've had at work. I literally was like, I think I need a new job. After that, I was like, I think I might need to get a new job.
Yeah.
I was being a little dramatic, but I was just so
mad.
It's
how you feel, is how you feel.
I was just like, it was too much. It was too much.
Too much.
Like, I'm still angry about it.
No, yeah. I mean, it's understandable. Damn. 3 hours is crazy. And they could have been high. Well, on the job. And they haven't fixed shit.
No.
They came and didn't fix shit. Apparently, they were there. Because I worked the next day that morning. But they were there when they were opening.
Yeah, that was the plan anyway.
Yeah. Oh, really? That was the plan. That's a fucking long ass time, though, for to not fix anything. Yeah. And then they came again a second time.
They came again a second time, and they didn't say they didn't fix anything, so they're like, we're gonna come back next week.
Left shit crazy, too.
Oh, yeah, left shit crazy, and they're like, we're gonna come back next week. Yeah.
Well, one record said is like, they had said apparently that they couldn't figure it out, so they're just gonna come in next week. And I'm like, couldn't figure it out.
So, what I'm hearing.
Figure it out.
If those are my closing shifts.
You're fighting them this time.
No, I'm for real. I'm leaving. Like, I'm not sticking.
Oh yeah, you're not sticking.
I'm not sticking around. Like, if they're like they're not here yet, I'm like, well,
I gotta go.
Y'all have a good time because I'm not doing it.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it. But anyway, how many minutes have we been filming?
42.
Oh,
but like I have one more thing.
Oh, okay.
Week.
Oh, okay, girl. We've only been talking about our week the whole time.
Well, I mean, we're just chatting.
I know.
Also, do we really need a break? Because we take a break and then sit here for like 2 minutes and then film.
Well, I want to take a break.
Okay, but let me say my thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so, guys, we finally booked our trip.
Oh my God, yeah!
New York!
Girl, you should have let me take the break first.
The what?
You should have let me take the break first.
Why?
Because that's probably what we're going to be talking about the rest of the episode. Like, honestly, that's like all I want to talk about now.
Oh, that's literally what I want to talk about right now.
Oh.
But we can save it. I mean, we're going to talk about it in literally a second for them, though.
Yeah,
so,
we're going to be right back. I got to go piss, girl. Mm-hmm. I got to go piss. Yes. We're back. And we're ready to talk about New York City.
Yes, New York City.
Where we're going. Mm-hmm. I'm so, so, so excited. We have the dates booked. We have the Airbnb booked. Mm-hmm. We are excited. We're going in August for my birthday.
Mm-hmm. I'm psyched.
No, I'm
party.
So excited.
21.
I know. You know what?
Big Apple.
Oh, never mind. I was going to say, by the time this episode's out, we might be going. But it's going to come out, I think, the week that we go.
This?
This is going to come out, sorry, the week before we go.
This? Wow, we're that ahead?
We're just, two ahead.
Why does that feel so, like, not far away, but it feels like more longer. Like 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
2 weeks ahead, so. No, it is 4 weeks away, so never mind. It's going to come out 2 weeks before we go.
Okay. Never See, mind. That's lining up. I was like, what?
Never mind.
But, yeah, okay. So this is what I was... These are the pancakes I was talking to you about earlier today. They look so fucking good. Like, I've watched this TikTok a million times over just how fucking good these pancakes look. Like, I can't wait to try them when we're there.
But is this what you're going to...
Yes. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Look at that, too. Oh, like, wow. Everything looks good.
Everything on this place looks good.
Like, I've watched this video filming, and the aesthetic of the teapots.
No, the teapot?
Your cocktail teapot. That's going to be some cute-ass pics, girl. I can't wait to be there. Like,
wow.
That's a vibe.
What's the place called?
It is called...
Imagine the TikTok doesn't even say it.
It looks like Brown's... Oh, my God. I thought I found it. It's called Tanner Smith's.
Okay, so they didn't put it in, though.
Yeah, I mean, someone just said it's in the bio, but I'm not seeing Tanner Smith pop up anywhere right now. Am I seeing it? Oh, it's right there. Tanner Smith's.
Oh.
Well, let's check out their TikTok now that I got them here. Ooh, it is such an aesthetic. Okay.
Oh, and they're, like, up with the time.
Yeah, girl. It's Tanner Smith's.
We gotta go.
We do. Oh, I can't wait to be there. Mm. Oh, fire? Live music?
Wedding?
That's good. Ooh. I love the sauce. Ooh, the can't You're wait for really the pancakes. Look at that pancake. That song, I want to show you up. Yes to them pancakes.
I'm not really a pancake gal.
I love pancakes.
I'm more of a waffle type of gal.
Yeah, do you ever get... Oh, my God. Do you ever get... I didn't mean to throw my phone actually at you. But anyways, do you ever, like, give yourself the ick? Because I gave myself the ick just now.
What?
Talking about those fucking pancakes.
Oh.
No, it wasn't the pancakes talking about them. It's just how excited I got. Because...
No, that's
somewhere,
good.
Somewhere in just now where we were talking about how good the pancakes were, I went, and I bit my finger. I was like, they're so good. And I bit my finger, bitch. And then I gave the camera a side eye because I was like, I just fucking bit my finger. At pancakes, like, I look like a big bat. And you want to touch it? I was literally having a little mini freak out earlier today on my clothes. And maybe like, the pancakes. No, I gave myself, like, I said.
No, that's good. It's good to be excited about the pancakes.
I'm seeing that episode, not that episode, that TikTok so many times. Yeah. Just the finger biting. It's like, I did not have to bite my finger. Literally, I told you earlier today, I watched that TikTok, how I used to watch videos of people eating when I was in the eating disorder era. Like, I'm like salivating. I'm like, oh my fucking god. Literally next month I'm gonna eat them.
I know. So literally in 1 month that's from, like, today we're gonna be.
That's always the thing that gets me when I'm looking at places at New York. I'm like, literally next month I'm gonna be there.
No,
like,
I'm month, gonna be there. It's gonna be our time.
Yeah.
Chatbot Screw takes over New York. Mm-hmm. 2.0.
And this time we're actually turning up because we're both able to go to the club.
Yeah, this time.
No one's gonna say your brand can't come in.
So, I'm telling you, we gotta go. I'm telling
if
you,
if he's the bouncer there again, that's gonna be so fucking funny if he even remembers you too. It'd be crazy, but, like, also if he did.
You crank it in.
Your friend can come in now.
It was literally the most humiliating thing of my life. Like, that was so embarrassing. And I had to just turn around and, because, like, what was I supposed to do? Be like, Maria.
No.
Maria. What? Yeah, no, but I had to turn around and walk out there with pride.
Because I think it was so much more dramatic when I finally realized you were 5 minutes and said, Nathaniel? Frank, can I come in? I'm like, okay. And then I walk out and you're like already like turning. And I'm like, where the fuck are you going, Nathaniel? Literally? And then when I finally turned around, because I was like, I don't want to turn around because I know they're going to be looking at us. When I finally did turn around, they're all just staring at us. Dramatic,
but it's something, like, something there.
Oh, much farther away.
Something they remember.
I bet. Wait, well, if he says your friend can come in now or something like that,
that'd it be was funny. Just like literally, like, I was like, how do I play this off? Like, I'm not embarrassed.
So, you want so to I, leave me the dust?
So it's Maria. I said,
literally, a simple Maria. We weren't that far away. Think about it, we're much more closer distance. So, Maria,
I said, then
you. He was literally turning the block, y'all. Like, if I was a second too slow, I wouldn't have even seen him. Because he would have turned. And I'd be like, where the fuck did this man go?
Honestly,
Honestly,
I was expecting you to go in and then to be like...
leave you?
No, I was expecting you to go in and then, and then realize I wasn't in there and then text me. And I was going to I was literally on my phone. I was starting to text you being like, I couldn't get in. Maria, I couldn't get in.
No, girl. I was literally... The moment the guy was done looking inside my bag, I turned around and you weren't there. Because I was just expecting you to be next to be like, checked. And I was like, I'm not going to leave him.
It was so crazy.
See, I won't ever leave behind.
It was so crazy.
Yeah!
I can't wait to have more.
But it's so funny, though.
I can't wait to have more memorable moments.
I know, make some new memories.
So
just not, because we're going to be in a new area. I want you to send me the location, though, because I want to look. I always like looking around.
There are so,
I can't wait to see. Like, I can't wait to find our new subway route, because last time it was the L train.
The L train all the way to the end. The L train,
yeah, all the way to the end. I knew, I was like...
There was so many, I think of the first trip so fondly.
No, me too.
So many good memories. So many good memories. I farted in your face, bitch.
Yeah, I know.
I farted. And I know I've told this story on here before, but I just started realizing I was talking the way that I was talking. Like, that I was like, I don't like the way I sound when I do that.
And you felt like you were doing it. You weren't doing it.
I felt like I was doing it. And then when I tried to fix it, I felt like it was customer servicing. And I was like, ew. Have we told that story on there when I literally... gave Maria pink eye, basically. Literally gave Maria pink eye. We were in a beautiful, beautiful church, which, if we can find that church again, I would love to go into that church.
Girl, I don't think so, because, like, it was all the way in Kennerese.
It was in Kennerese.
It would be going to be
right.
Kennerese.
Really, why did we go to Kennerese? Boring, lame, sloppy.
I'm sorry. No, loved it there. No, it was, like, so beautiful. Love to stay, but, like, honestly, like, what are we going to be looking at there?
If I move to New York. Not if. When I move to New York. Mm-hmm, Kennerese is a good option.
Mm-hmm.
Kennerese would be a cute option. Anyway. We were inside.
It was nice. You probably already know the area.
I
practically a local.
Basically a local.
Literally. New Yorker written all over you.
That's what I say. Like, that's what I've been saying. And no one believes me. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's just what I've been saying. We were in this beautiful church. We were looking at things. I turn around and go, oh, Maria, there's an upstairs area. And one thing about me and Maria is that if there's not a sign that says we can't go in there,
why? We're gonna go in.
We're gonna go in. Because, like, you can't say that we're not allowed to go in there. Mm-hmm. There literally wasn't a sign. So, like, we can't get in trouble, right? Basically. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a sign.
Our thinking.
So, we go just a little... It was, like, where... It looked like where the choir would sing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we're walking up the stairs. I'm like, Maria, this looks...
We were all the way at the top, too. You were already at the last step when you did this to me. And there were people inside praying. And we had to be quiet throughout all of this. No, I had to be quiet. I was the one that got bombed in the face, mouth open, because everyone was yapping about something. And I'm just going to be calm as I run down the stairs out of there.
There were people praying in the church. And I get to the top of the stairs and I go, Maria. And do you know how hard...
You want to tell you sick, too? You kept farting in my face later on after that. After a while, I was like, I swear he's farting in front of me on purpose. Like, I thought you had some weird thing going on. Because I was like, why does he keep farting in front of me? I thought you got too comfortable with me. I was like, ain't no way.
Accidents just kept happening. Not accidents. But, like, little accidents. Little puffs.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing. But you know what? Fart stories will always make me laugh. Like, that story's always gonna make me feel like that.
No, it's funny.
And do you know how hard it is to be silent after that? Because people are literally praying. People are literally praying. Do y'all know? They don't know.
None of them experienced it, but we did.
No one has an experience like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a unique experience.
It is.
And I just...
I can't wait to make many more.
I can't...
In New York.
I literally can't wait. To do it again.
Yes.
The farting. New York.
What? Not New York?
No, I can't wait to fart in your face again. Now Maria
knows.
Hopefully
not.
Now Maria knows to always walk in front of me on stairs.
Yeah.
It was so embarrassing. I love memories like that, though. I'm just taking my glasses, bitch. I'm tired of not being able to see.
What the mom, girl?
I just feel like I just wanted to show off my makeup more.
I feel like it's so natural you having no glasses on, though.
Really?
I feel like you just look so much better without glasses. I mean, you look with glasses.
Whoa.
But I think you look really good.
That was so crazy.
No, because you're seeing your features more.
These ones right here?
Yeah, I feel like you got some really strong features. And I feel like your eyes is definitely one of them.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm saying that makeup look really works for you.
I have thought about contacts for a while. Girl. I don't know. I don't know.
Just do like the 6 month.
It's just like the touching of the eye to take it out scares me. I feel like I can put it in just fine, which I know like it's a learning.
I think it'll be fine. I mean, honestly, you might pinch your eyeball if you have like long nails.
Pinch your eyeball?
Yeah, I pinched it before. It hurts. But like, it's only been when I was in a rush. And I was, like, trying to, like, fucking get it out. I was like, come on. Or when I had really long nails.
I can, like, feel it.
Yeah, girl, it hurts. I'm like, oh, my God. But, honestly, but it's not hard to take them off. Because, I mean, I've done it drunk. One thing about me, I've never gone to take off my eye contacts. No matter how drunk I was.
I feel like I could.
I've always taken it off. And I've done it with ease.
You know, I still.
I've done it without looking. Also, I remember without looking in the mirror, I went.
I still. My sister, when she first got her contacts. She had a really hard time. It was a really big learning curve figuring out how to put them in and take them out. Mm. So, the week that she got, literally the day after she got them, mm-hmm. we were going on a cruise the next morning. Like, we were leaving to go on a cruise.
Yeah.
I still remember her at, like, 4 in the morning in the bathroom just screaming because she couldn't get them in.
Really?
Fuck! Shut the fuck!
Damn! I will say, when I first got contacts, their thing before they even like decided to even give them to me was to like me practice putting it in.
Yeah, that's what she had to do too.
Really? Yeah. She's so good at it? Because we didn't like start with the okay, you're gonna get contacts until like I finally got another. We were there for a while, I remember. Me just.
How do you take them out? That's just what I don't get.
I like lift my eye.
But you have to touch your eye.
Yeah, and I.
You have to touch your eye.
Honestly, it's more like the contact you're touching. I don't know how to describe it. I'm telling you, as long as you don't have nails, you won't pinch yourself.
I just feel like I can't even touch my eye now.
Really? I mean, I could. I mean, when I was a kid, you remember people would be like, I can touch my eye. I wasn't that kid, but like if someone was that kid, I'd be like, me too.
I know, I've never been able to touch my eye. I think it hurts so bad.
No, you never given it a tap.
What the fuck did you just say to me right now?
Tap my eye. Y'all. None of y'all have ever tapped your eyes.
Ooh, you know what kid was the fucking worst elementary school?
What?
The one that flipped their eyelids inside
oh
out.
Oh my God, that shit was scary. I've done it accidentally before, girl. It was scary because I remember I couldn't get it down. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to stay like that. Like, I was genuinely scared. But like, yes, there was this one guy. I knew him throughout all my school year. But like, when he used to do it a lot was like in fifth grade. He would flip them over. I think also in fourth grade he would do it too a lot.
I still remember.
Probably both, honestly.
I still remember being in elementary school and being like, I wanted to try and learn how to do it because I wanted to be that kid.
Oh, you wanted to flip the eye, but you won't touch your ball.
But I wanted to, but I couldn't figure it out. I was literally like, I remember like pulling my eyelashes and I would like poke it down and I'd be like, fold. I could never get it to fold. I could never get it to fold.
Also, the way it feels isn't like so uncomfortable. I did not like it when
yeah,
I bet. I've done it more than once.
It looks
I think
I've done
like two or three times.
I've never been able to do it. Can't touch my eye. Oh my God, I just can't imagine. Like, Jesus Christ.
Really?
No, the thought of it, like, tap? Give your eye a tap right now.
No.
Give it a tap.
I haven't washed my hands. I will say, when I was a kid, I would do it even if my hands weren't freshly clean. But it's like, now that, like, with wearing contacts, like, they always tell you, like, your hands need to be clean, you know, you need to be careful. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe it's not like, when you go to the beach and you wear eye contacts, you gotta be careful that the water doesn't get near your eyes or in there, because, like, sense of like the salt water and the bacteria and all that.
Ooh.
Like you can get an infection, so I'm very careful because I'm like I don't want infections. So that's why like right now when I was like telling you how I do it, like I wasn't touching my eyeball
because
like I'm not trying to get no infection. I just ate a cookie, I got some lipstick on my fingers, I've been touching your doorknobs, I've been touching your blanket.
You say you think my house is dirty?
No, but like there's definitely germs there. I mean your cat's been on, look at these crumbs. I've been touching my legs, I've been touching my phone. You know our phones has germs.
Yeah, mama.
You know the phones have got germs on them. I mean, listen, I've given my phone wipe downs, but not that often.
I try and clean mine.
I give them wipe downs, but not that often. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I take mine out of the case and give it like a
clean the case.
Like once a month.
Oh, once a month? Can't lie to you. I don't do that.
Really?
Not once a month. Every few months.
Well, because I do, it's like, I'll look.
Whatever I feel like is getting grody. Like right now, she definitely is grody. But also like, the case, it, like, faded into that color.
No, yeah, mine did that, too.
So, I need to get a new one, honestly.
But mine is, like, it's, like, a structured case. And so, like, there's, like, shit that gets into the speaker hole, like, but not in the phone. It's, like, in the case. It's, like, in the speaker hole. And I'm, like, oh, fuck. So, like, once a month, I'll go in there and I'll take it out. And then I'm, like, well, it's already off.
Might as well give it away.
Yeah, might as well give it just a deep clean while I'm here.
Taking advantage.
Yeah, plus I'm also not fucking nasty. I'm just kidding.
Oh my god. Guys, I got a ticket.
Oh yeah, oh my god.
$160 ticket, y'all.
Which is crazy.
Oh my god, yes!
How fast were you going, babe?
It wasn't that fast. It was 75 and a 55.
That's what my first ticket was, and it was around $160.
I will say, I mean, like, is that last stretch of road when you're pulling up to that last light to turn left?
Yeah.
It's just a long stretch of going straight. You, huh? I'm not gonna lie, I was just going for it, because I always do that. Because, like, it's just a long stretch of straightness. Like, and I can see, like, it's plain land. I can see if someone's gonna come. Also, I don't think 75 is that crazy.
They got you, bitch.
But they did get me, yes. I even noticed, too, oh my gosh, I didn't see him literally until the moment I passed him. And then after that, I slowed down, because I was like, I even thought I was good, too. Because, like, oh, they didn't even, like, pull up to come follow me. And then I keep going. And I see they're following. And I said, oh. Especially because, like, the way they were facing this way. They were facing this way, and I'm going this way, you know?
Uh-huh. I saw him. I saw him on my way home, bitch. And I was, literally, I passed him, and as I was passing
him. Damn, he was waiting.
I was passing him, and I was like, while I was passing him, I was changing the song, and I looked up, and I saw him, and I went. And I threw my phone, and I went like that. I said, but I threw my phone as I was seeing him. I was about to pass him, I was like, shh.
Girl, I didn't even see him until literally, like, even if I did slow down, it wouldn't have done much. Because I was 75. I'm not going to slow down to a 55 that quick by the time I saw him. So, I saw him turn his car on, turn around. I'm like, no fucking way. But I was like, maybe he won't, like, come after me now. Because I'm like, I'm slowing down. After, literally the moment I noticed he was a cop, I started slowing my ass down. I was like, maybe he won't. And I got to the 45 area, and I was like, going 40. And he turned on his fucking light. And I said, god damn it. Turn the fucking emergency lights. Turn into a parking lot.
So embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing. Especially on, like, a road like that and people see. Yeah, it's happened to me that's happened to me a few times. I was going to say so many times. But
you want to know some shit? I try to act dumb, too. When he pulled up to the window, he's like,
do you know how fast you're going?
No, I forgot what he asked me, like, what was feeling, and I was like, 45? Because, like, where we were, I'm sorry, he didn't get to me until we got to, like, that part. So I was like, 45, and I'm like, I know I was going 40. Well, I didn't say that part, but I was like, 45. He's like, no, at the 55, you were going a 75. I said, oh. But I was like, damn.
He called you out, too.
He did. But he wasn't rude. I've seen some rude cop interactions. No. But he was, like, nice.
No. You should have done...
Honestly, it felt like how I've heard some dads talk to their daughters.
You should have done
Paris Hilton. In, like, a sweet tone, but, like, you know, so stern. Mm-hmm. Like, he wasn't mean.
You should have been, like, Paris Hilton and flirt with him.
Girl, I didn't feel cute because I didn't have my lips on. I didn't have mascara. Uh-huh. I feel like mascara really pulls
mascara.
A lip.
Mascara.
I didn't. Literally, I just had the brown on my lips and then no mascara driving. Because I was like, I'm just going to put it on when I get to your house. Uh-huh. Which is what I did when I got to your house. When I finally put the lipstick and the mascara.
Mascara.
Yeah.
Damn. Are you ready to wrap up the episode?
I guess he doesn't want to talk to us anymore, guys.
Oh my god.
He said, are you ready to wrap this up already? Stop fucking yapping. Well.
Are you?
Is there something you want to ask me?
Is there something I want to ask you? Oh.
Maria,
I have a fun little...
Is it that fun?
You didn't get me there. You didn't let me get there.
Well, we're just being dramatic. Come on.
Maria.
Wait, we're not done. We never gave the ASMR. You always give a good ASMR, girl.
Where can everyone find us?
Oh, my God. Wait, that was good. I got chills.
That was good.
Okay, guys. If you guys want to find us, we are on all streaming platforms. Chatterbox Crew. Mm-hmm. You hear that crackling? It's the fans.
Oh.
Oh.
It's a fire, bitch.
Ooh. It's a fire.
You hear it? It's like a crackling fire.
No, yeah, I hear it. And we're also...
in the rain.
That's rainy?
I don't know what that would be.
It's like I can see it's like a ripple.
I can feel it in the back of my neck.
Yeah?
Do it again.
We're on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, that's all of them. As the Chatterbox Crew. Mm-hmm. And if you want to find me, Maria Hernandez, Oh, no, I said my full name. Well, it's not my full name. It's just my first and last name. But if you want to find me, I'm xo.xomaria, 2 A's at the end, on Instagram. And my TikTok is whatsup_maria. And you guys don't need to hear about it. Joking. Where can they find you?
If y'all want to find me, because I know that you want to.
He knows, guys.
Because I'm pushing content out every day. You can find me at... Sorry, I literally just tweaked out because I was about to say my old username.
Really? You're about to say
I about said it. I just...
Y'all, he's just tweaking.
If y'all want to find me... I'm not tweaking.
Get out of here.
If you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube at Nathaniel Next. Oh, actually, I lied. Twitter is going to be Nathaniel_next. Mm. Nathaniel Next was taken.
Someone was already Nathaniel Next. Oh my gosh. Hopefully you didn't like mark that name.
No, but like Twitter is like so hard to get username. It's like every username is taken.
Yeah.
Every single one. Mm. I love Twitter though. I've been tweeting. I've been tweeting. I have so many. Honestly, my tweets are so stupid.
But else is funny.
I literally tweeted just the word corn the other day. Uh-huh. And then most of my other tweets are just like, fucking hate work.
Yeah. Like, I tweet that's it, so true though.
I tweet it while I'm at work and I'll be like, I just want to die. Mm-mm. That's how most of my tweets are.
That's funny.
But I have so many YouTube videos coming out within the next month. Should we list them?
Yeah.
Well, I'm working on them all right now. So we're working on do ASMR with me. I try ASMR, if you will. Mm-hmm. We're working on reacting.
It looks real pretty, that video too.
I know it does. So, wait till like, y'all see.
Like pleasing to the eye also. Mm-hmm. Not just to your ears.
I'm going to make that the thumbnail. Mm-hmm. You can, I'm going to be reacting to my favorite TikToks. Hi, I'm not going to lie. I did have like kind of a hard time filming that one because that's one of the ones that I finished when I was really angry and I was having a hard time laughing at the TikTok. So I was just still thinking about work.
Oh, but you're in that negative headspace. Yeah,
I'm going to just try and make it. I'm either going to refilm it or try and make it work. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm doing another Work With Me vlog. I filmed this before I was having a miserable time at work. Mm-hmm. And we're doing a Work With Me vlog and I had another one. What was my other one? Upgrading myself. I am making myself hot, beautiful, and sexy for New York City. Mm-hmm. I think we're looking pretty good, if you ask me.
I think you are, girl.
We have a few more things that we're going to be taking care of. Literally Dorito. Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
No, y'all. He's strong. I saw him pulling the fridges over the mats. It's so hard.
I know.
Like, I always got him with the fucking mat, and you said... I said, what muscle?
I know.
When I saw it go over, I was like, whoa. I know that shit's hard.
But then you said something and I couldn't get it over.
The last few, you were like,
I was like,
my other coworker was like going ham on you.
Yeah, I know. And I couldn't even do it. I was like, why'd you have to say something? I was like, she said it. Sorry. And I'm like so embarrassed now. It's so embarrassing.
Sorry.
But I have so many YouTube videos coming out, so make sure you all go and watch them. Please,
and thank you.
Please,
don't prove I'm right.
It's not like that.
Yeah, I thought I was gonna say I thought it was don't prove me right, but I was like that doesn't make no fucking sense. Mm. Don't prove them right.
Don't prove me right.
Okay.
Don't prove me right.
You heard it first.
Yeah, y'all heard it. Anyway, are you ready?
Yeah. Wait.
We gotta go. We have so many errands to go run. We have so many things to go do.
Make some TikToks.
There'll be nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, you said you want to go out. You're like, and we can go out later after.
I did say that, didn't I?
You did. Now you don't want to.
No. I would love to.
Okay.
I'd love to. It's starting to cool down outside.
We do
gotta
make these TikToks, though. We did do a lot of dancing ones, y'all. Dancing ones. Like, I've gotten really confident in my dancing, honestly.
I know. It's about time.
And I feel like you can definitely tell. I know. But, like, I definitely do feel like I am learning them easier, too.
You can definitely tell, because I think we need to go back and watch that one TikTok.
Okay, there's this one TikTok we've been debating on. He thinks it's disgusting, the worst thing he's ever seen.
I did not say
it's practically what you said with your reaction, though. He said, it's not good. He said, we don't look good. And I said, we... And he said, we. And I said,
yeah, nuh-uh. Because it looks horrible.
No. I don't think... Listen.
Should I put it in the podcast right here?
Put it in!
Should I put it in the podcast right here?
And y'all comment in this comment section below. Whatever the ones that are listening on the other stream platforms, come over to YouTube and let us know. Because I don't think I'm tripping. Listen, again.
We look crazy.
I don't think we look crazy. Okay, listen. There's a few parts...
I'm literally.
Off a little, but like I don't think we look terrible.
There were.
I think it's good.
There were two parts.
Like, we're just having some fun. It's just a dance. It's just a fun dance for fun.
There were two parts in the entire dance where we were fully in sync with each other. Two entire moves, and that was the twirl, and we didn't even do this in sync.
Oh, we didn't.
We didn't do anything in sync.
But like, I don't think it's bad.
I've gone back and I've like, watched it like 30 times.
I know we're not in sync, but I don't think we look bad. Disgusting either.
I didn't say disgusting.
But it's like what you practically said. I mean, listen again. I'm not the best dancer. I do think I have gotten better from... So you can definitely see from the beginning to now. Like, you can definitely see, I'm growing as a dancer.
That first one that we did on my front porch, which one was it? The Two of Hearts one?
Oh, yeah. Girl, I could barely... I'm telling you, if I learned that now, I would get it in, like, 2 seconds.
Well, we should do it again.
We could do it again.
No.
I like that song.
We should do it again. You're like, absolutely not. I don't want to do it again.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, I feel like I'm learning them faster.
You
and
are.
And, again, I don't think I look terrible in that... That one you're talking about. I think it's pretty.
I didn't say you look terrible. I said we don't look good.
Yeah, but...
As in, together, we don't look good.
Yeah, but like... So.
And also, like, individually, we probably wouldn't look good either. Imagine seeing yourself...
I mean, honestly, that's how... Whenever we, like, watch our dancing moves, I look at me individually first. And then I kind of look at all of us.
Yeah, that's what I usually do.
And I don't think it was that bad. Like, yes, I know it's, like, not the same, but it's, like...
I don't think
it's terrible. We're definitely not in sync in all of it, but I don't think it's terrible.
I think we should do it again.
We can do it again.
Do you remember?
But also, like, we were, like, no. Well, I told you, I was still learning. I still have been doing the first part.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I really like that part, because I was like, what's he talking about? Joking, I didn't even remember you didn't like it.
Anyway, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, we gotta go. We've been yapping.
We always yap at the end.
I know, we always yap at the end.
Maybe we are a Chatterbox crew.
I know. We're chatterboxes. We chat. We're gonna chat at the end. But still, make sure you go and... I updated the fucking link list down below. So all the links are correct down there now. Everything's in sync. Everything's fine. All of Maria's links, all of my links, everything is down there now. So it's so easy for all of y'all to just go click and click. You can go click on little buttons and go find us so easy now.
Yeah, just go click them.
Whichever
you want. Go preferably click. Mine.
Actually, I think I need to update mine again.
Oh, wow.
Because I think I need to change all mine. No, I think all mine are already Nathaniel next because I made it the same night. So don't even worry about it. Go down there and look at all of them.
Y'all should go look and let us know.
Yeah.
Maybe when they go look and let us know, they also like
click on them. They also go click on them. I made a little mistake in the description.
Check us for us, please.
Wait, can y'all go see the description?
But you need to click it so we know it's right.
Yeah, I think I... I think I might have done... I think I might just go down there and look. And while you're down there, there's some things you can click on. Anyway.
Don't lick your tongue like that ever again. I even heard a sound of... Like, you gotta make that a TikTok, because I swear you'll see my eyes as you go...
I was hoping you weren't going to say anything about it.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, good.
Bye.